Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Welcome to a series of episodes celebrating success stories of inspirational women today on International Women's Day. My name is Raj Palmer, and in this episode, we will be speaking to Dr. Nigat Avan, OBE. Thank you very much, firstly, for joining us, Dr. Avan, mentor, entrepreneur, charity patron. They say it's a man's world, and you have proven it's not. Tell us where the journey began.
Well, I think it's in your blood, personally. And I think from a very young age, I've always been involved with charity from my early 20s. But as time's gone by and you ailments, illnesses, problems, all sorts of things in family life, every family, it makes you look at the other way and look at what is in this world and how lucky you really are to be in this world. So the more you're challenged with, the more you want to help other people. And I think that's where it's sort of grown from there, really.
Now, CEO of Shere Khan Group, an international business known around the world, you know, what was the impetus behind the group?
Well, that was my husband's dream. I was in fashion before then, so that was my husband's dream. But then you always take a challenge on. So when that was born 34 years ago, which is a long, long time ago, and I think we've run its course now, I think you put your heart and soul into your experiences of life, which was fashion. So I put that into food, and hence that you end up with the Shere Khan with my husband. So I always say that my husband was the engine and I was the actual decor of the ship.
You've done a lot of charitable activities. You're a well-known public speaker. You're known for inclusion, diversity. Have you yourself, you know, struggled on this journey? You know, you hear culturally it can be hard for a woman to enter particular industries. Have you struggled?
I think you've just got to have a strong mind in the sense that I can achieve this. And if you have that, so if you look at the glass half full, you're never going to feel sorry for yourself. So that way you'll actually get over the boundaries. And my advice to any woman out there is believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, there's something valuable in you that's very important in society, and go for it. And, it, you know, there are challenges, but there are challenges in every walk of life. And I think we have to take them head on. That's the only way I'd say, to take them head on.
What advice would you give to, you know, the younger ladies who may be watching or listening here? You know, what advice would you give them to maybe follow in your footsteps?
Well, number one, obviously, I'm an Asian woman. I'm born and bred in England. My parents were in business, and I'm from a family of business. But at the same time, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother. You have to get your house in order before you can put... Unfortunately, we are women. I mean, we can all be liberal, but we are women at the end of the day. So as long as our house is in order, we have our husband on our side, we express things, what we want, and your character and who you are, I think you will be supported by your family. If you're supported by your family, you really can fly forward. But if you haven't got your house in order at home, for example, your husband's shirts are in the wardrobe, everything sorted out at home, kids sorted out, you can actually get out there and do. And I've done it because I've worked, even I got married at 20 and I was working even when I was pregnant. So you can do it if you really want. Now my husband wanted me to stay home and relax. I said, pardon, relax? No, I want to work. And that's what I did. I opened my first boutique at 20. So you can do it. And it is hard. I'm just going to say, I think it takes a certain character as well. But I still will say, which I've just now become chair of the Shere Blair Foundation for Entrepreneurs for Women. And I would say, believe in yourself because you have something that's very valuable within you and you have to go and fight for it in the best possible way. But get your house in order.
Now, in 2004, you were awarded an OBE. How was that experience?
My God, I remember the day I got this letter at my desk in my office. And they said, we would be honored if you would accept this. I'm like, what? Honored if I, it really took me back because you carry on with your life and your world, not knowing what's around you. And we live in a 360 degree world and you just carry on. So when I read that, it was just the most amazing feeling. And the best thing is the Queen gave me the OBE. So that was amazing. Very honoured, to be honest with you.
Fantastic news. And now you touched upon it earlier, the Sherry Blair Foundation. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your involvement. I believe you've been now elected as Chair of Asia.
I have, yes. I'm very honoured to say that. And it's just right before the, you know, Women's International Day, which we're going to be, you know, launching on obviously on Monday. But the thing is, I was with Oxfam for 5 years. I completed that in February and I was asked by Cherie if I'd like to come on board. And yes, it's a big honour because you're international in the sense that the world has become very small. We're Zooming, everybody's talking, you know, with this pandemic, we learn a lot of things. We've had to go technical. And thing is, it's something that I love doing, working with women, working with young girls, working. I work with orphans in Pakistan for the last 14 years, 60 of them. And they're now young ladies since the age of 4 and 5. So I'm their grandmother. So I've always worked with women. So it's such an honor to be asked to do this. It's going to be challenging. I'm not saying it's not going to be challenging. It's India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. It's 4 countries. But you just got to get organized and get your strategy right and get out there and do it. And, you know, let's hope that women, hopefully one day, even in my lifetime, we get a little bit of equality going on. I think it's very important in our as Asian society. You know, I just say women should believe in themselves.
Let's talk a bit about the work that the foundation does. What for our listeners who may not be aware, could you explain what the foundation and the projects they're involved in?
Right. So basically I can send you the information that you can link in and apply to become on board, to become a mentor. So you're engaging with women that don't get the chance to get the foot in the door. So you are a connector, basically. So you're engaging women across the world to actually make a difference. There are so many fields in women in different areas. So you plug the right people together and give them the chances to get into corporates. We'd be involving corporates in SMEs, you know what I mean? Or even the people that are on the ground. Say, for example, somebody sewing in Pakistan or India, you would give, and they're very good, and you can see a design element to their way of work. You will then introduce them to somebody into a manufacturing world, and that's how you work into the mentoring program. But it is about mentoring. It's about giving time. Time, and time is very important for this job. Very. And I would urge people to go out there, go online and see and work with how it all works. It's very simple to follow. You can join in and you can then, because it's worldwide, so you can actually pick wherever you want to mentor, from England right to the other side of the world, to Latin America, North America, wherever, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, wherever.
Unfortunately, time is against us as well today. Would you be able to give a final message to the Sunrise Radio listeners on International Women's Day?
My advice out there is believe in yourself, like I've said before. Go out there and make the difference that's needed. Women are very multitask, much more unfortunate than men. Men just think one way. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. So go out there, do it, believe in it. And just, you will get somewhere, believe me. That might be making chapatis or even samosas, it doesn't matter. But believe in yourself.